Hey friends, let's talk about installing .NET. If you've followed us in our other videos on C#, you probably installed .NET by installing Visual Studio 2019, and that's really the easiest way to do it. You just go up to visualstudio.com. If you have Windows, you can download Visual Studio 2019, and during the installation process, you'll be greeted with a screen like this. As long as you click on ASP.NET or .NET Core, you'll get the components that you need, and .NET gets installed automatically because you're a .NET developer. You get all those things for free, built in.
Right. So Visual Studio Community is the free one for hobbyists and developers and students, all of that.
If you're on a Mac, you can go and get Visual Studio for Mac, which works really great. Now, if you either don't want to use or can't use either of those, you can certainly install .NET anywhere. You can go and install it manually on Windows, Linux, Mac, or Docker at the command line. Those things are all free and open source. It's just a little bit more manual. You won't get all of the cool features of syntax highlighting and IntelliSense and the build tools and the debugging and the things that we'll be showing in this video, but .NET can be used on any platform with any editor. In fact, on my machine, you can see me running .NET at the command line here on Windows. I'm using the .NET command. Or on Ubuntu, here I am on a Linux machine running .NET as well. All these things are available on really any platform. Now, for the purposes of this video and this video series, which is the .NET Core 101 series, we're going to be using Visual Studio 2019 on Windows. But you can follow along on Windows, Mac, or Linux. Let's go.